Hello, Fireballer, sir. How we doing out there? Dr. P right here, talking our famous question, what's going on in the world today? But today, we're talking about the state of news. And by that, I mean the state of your news feed. The state of all our news feeds. The way we consume information. What information that is. And how that information comes across our phones, our computers, our TVs, and radio. And yes, people still use TV and radios. But let me break it down real quick, real easy. Like, you know, in capitalist democracies, like the U.S., especially the U.S., our news comes from a diversity of outlets, and especially in the U.S., the vast majority of those news outlets are corporately owned and operated. Their businesses motivated by profits to make money. And before any journalists come to say, we believe in our profession, sure, sure you do. And the owner of your company believes in making money off of your profession. Otherwise, you'd be working for what is known as a non-profit organization. It's as simple as that. Media companies cannot exist without profits. Hence, company. This also extends to online media platforms and especially social media platforms. This is true for TikTok, for Instagram, for everywhere, YouTube, Facebook, all of it, all of it. Unless you are consuming citizen journalism or nonprofit journalism, the media you consume is made by for-profit journalism companies. Period. Now, to quickly address the citizen journalism and nonprofit journalism side of things, guess what? All of that gets filtered into the corporate journalism news cycle, and thereby still ends up playing by the same rules as for-profit journalism. As far as what comes across our screens and when it comes across our screens. And when and where and if any particular news story comes across our screen, well, that's predicated on two things. Money and popularity. On any platform online, you can pay to have a particular story show up in other people's feeds. Facts. If you didn't know, now you know. And for everyone else, though, the only way you see particular pieces of news in your feeds is if other people have been viewing it, too. And yes, I'm talking about the algorithm, the computer-generated, human-made, mathematical formula that determines your likes and interest in comparison to what's popular and trending, and then predicts which news items you want to see, and then places those in your feeds. On all platforms, this happens. As well as people paying to have their stuff show up on your feed. If you didn't know, now you know. You see, the state of news is simple. It's profit-driven. And driven by popularity, which is also profit-driven. Making something go viral generates profit for the platforms that do it, because it increases user activity on the platform, which then can and is used by the media company to show advertisers that they have active platforms for corporations to then go and advertise on that platform. So the state of media is not so much about what's new, but more specifically, about what you like to be new and what companies can make money off of by showing you. Or what someone else is willing to pay to show you. Now you know. You see, it's simple. There's about 200 countries in the world, and on any given day, they all have at least 1,000 different things going on inside of them. Important things going on. And those 1,000 things multiplied by 200 countries comes to, on any given day, over 200,000 things going on in the world today. And ain't nobody got time for that. Hell no! So instead, don't focus on any of it. Or just focus on that which can generate money and views, and which can then generate more money and more views, and on and on and on. Over 200 different things happen across the world on any given day. But since there's no money in talking about them, our news cycle ignores them. We ignore them. And that, in lo-fi opinion, is tragic. The state of news today is tragic. But you have a choice. And I'm curious. What will you do? I'm waiting. Always here. Love you, Lo-Fi. And this, just a snap of what's going on in the world today. Lo-Fi Poli-Sci is more than just me. It's the we that we be. Pickering, signing off.